29 out of Capital Region International right now after the wind came through. It did, I think, minimal damage here yesterday. It looks like in our area, Board of Water and Light consumers, they were ahead of the curve, keeping power on. And boy, in the land of COVID, right? I mean, we need that. Don't want to lose what's in your fridge or your freezer right now, because then you have to go back to the store. And noting here, some new polling on that. Just tell you about the stressors we have in our life right now. Maybe first world problems, but still. Asking people, National Axios poll, going to the grocery store is a large, moderate risk to my health and well-being. 76% of females said yes, 64% male. Latinos, 80% yes. White, 68%. The biggest problem was with 18 to 29-year-olds. 70% agreed. Why? Because a lot of them are working in the store right now. And more Democrats than Republicans were spooked by going to the market. Things that are causing these stresses, they can exacerbate themselves over to the household. And we've touched on this before with the good doctor, Dr. John Braccio, with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, drjohnb.com, the website for the podcast. We talked about it, but let's explore it deeper as we are deeper now into the pandemic and quarantine. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And I do think this is a topic that really has not been talked about enough. I think we've talked about quarantining people. We talked about the deadly effects of, you know, this COVID-19. We've talked about that, but we haven't really been talking that much about the millions of people that are kind of holed up in their homes, people that normally would be out and about and now are, due to fear, due to the law, due to a number of reasons, are all together and often in smaller homes with a lot of people. So it is a difficult time, and even in the most stable of households, you're going to be having conflict. So it's something I'm seeing anecdotally. If you Google up out, you'll certainly see there's concerns about domestic violence. And even if not that to that extreme, just kind of frayed nerves and the kind of frustrations that can happen when you've got a group of people in a home that aren't going anywhere. Then you get weather like we have now, and it's not even walking the dog can be kind of a cold kind of an activity. So it is something I think that we as a society need to just be talking about more rather than talking about all the fearful, horrible things that can occur if you go outside, which I don't want to deny that there certainly are concerns. But on the other hand, we need to be saying about peace and finding ways to get along and acts of kindness and just working on tolerance, because there's no question that this has quite an impact on people. And let's also remember there are people that don't get along anyway that live in a home, and they may work different shifts or
yes.
they come and go, and now all of
right.
a sudden, hello,
well,
and there you are.
Isn't it sometimes, Dr. Braccio, just a case of we get used to our lives if they're compartmentalized and maybe the routine, and anything that significantly upsets that routine can become, whether it seems bad on its surface or not, can become a stressor because of how we are used to operating a certain way. And anything that disrupts that and kerfuffles it can start some dominoes going.
Well, I think that's really true. And then now we're in a state where I'm not arguing right or wrong, but you
exactly.
can't buy paint, you can't buy seeds. I mean, things that don't seem to directly relate to what's going on are, you know, kind of occurring. And I'm not trying to dispute what the governor is doing. I'm simply saying the effects on people lead to, you know, just
yeah.
really frustration and just so everything. I'm finding people more and more feeling wound, tight, and just feeling conflictual. And even I've talked to a couple very happily married persons, but just say that the spouse is really getting on their nerves and just around the kids. I just talked to somebody here a few days ago that they have a 7-year-old who's a great guy, the youngest in the family.
Yeah.
But they've got to have him in time out because he's just not used to being in a house all the time. So it's, you know.
Or they're used to having the teacher deal with that and not themselves for 8 hours a day.
Well, that is,
and that's true, too. Yeah, parents are now, you know, they're playing babysitter, school teacher at home, trying to get their work done. Now, I understand this is not this is not easy. I've kidded before about it. So, well, you know, you get to sit on the couch and watch live streaming movies. That's not so bad. But that's only that only goes so far. And we've kind of, I think we've crossed that Rubicon a while ago here. Go ahead.
No, I think that's really true. And I think that people often have thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could just be in the house all week and just kind of read and watch TV? And I think some of that is true, but there is this need for humans to be exploring, you know, to be out and about. So when you have a forced situation, as necessary as it may be, it doesn't eliminate human nature and the desire for doing things, exploring. And I think also humans and maybe Americans don't like being told they can't do something, as important as it may be. So it's a, it, we're
I think you're right. No, you're dead. No, you are 100% right on that. When we're told you can't, we have a rebellious nature that way. It's not just teenagers wanting to rebel. It's people my age saying, you know, what do you mean I can't do that? Or I want good answers to that. You've got to do more than just say why, because we expect that, or we push back.
Why?
True.
Well, I think that is really true. And I do believe one of the things that leaders have to look at is what impact do things have on people? Okay, now we can say it's healthy for everybody to be in our house, not even to go to the neighbor's house. And I'm really not trying to be debating the need for these. I'm simply saying we need to be looking at the impact on people, on relationships, on children, and just what impact does it have on a society as a whole. We may talk a little bit about that more now, but I really just haven't seen a lot of that. I keep hearing about you have to do this. It's critical to do it. We're all doing this as a team. And even if I say yes, 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 that still doesn't really deal with the need to be talking about there's a need for people to be getting along. Like right now, even people can do therapy, you know, on the phone, meaning that the insurance companies, we've come to a point where that's allowed under these circumstances. So people
even
have some outs that they never would have had before. And I think that we as individuals, too, if we know people that we think maybe having a hard time, you know, with Zoom, with Duo, with FaceTime, with just basic phone, we can call people. We can keep in contact. And if people really get to the point where they really are fearful, if something really happens, then you do have 9/11. You really don't hate to have people be aware of that. There's a National Domestic Violence Hotline that people can call. And people do need a safety plan. I mean, these may be small circumstances, but there are things that people need to be preparing for if they're fearful, because there are people out there that can't control themselves, very inappropriate behaviors, and this is an environment that can lead to more of that than you would ever want. And I'm not trying to be causing fear for people here. I'm just saying I don't hear people talking enough about this. The talking heads are often talking about the dangers of what we need to do and why we have to do this, and it's, you know, not like a war. And I say yes, 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 but we do need to be aware that it is very frustrating and can lead to a lot of volatile and or just, you know, confrontations, verbal, emotional hurts within a home. So if we're parents or friends or whatever it might be, this is a good time to call people that do feel isolated, which they are in many cases. And then, you know, people can't buy seeds to plant. I mean, there are just
what,
a lot.
Well, tell me this, while we have some time left, what do you recommend for someone who's in a home and they feel like, you know, maybe the other person in general has been, you know, they've been a tolerant, well-adjusted, either spouse, partner, you name it, but now they think things have gotten on edge and they're worried about that person's safety and maybe their own. Should they dial 911? Are there what steps should they immediately take to remediate that situation from their standpoint?
I think the first thing people have to do is just sit down and acknowledge, and go do it with the family too. It depends on what the issues are in the house, of course. Just kind of sit down and talk about, look, this is a difficult situation. We have a silent enemy. It can be lethal. So we really have to be together. We have to find ways to get along. We have to work on tolerance. Mm-hmm. And we have to sometimes realize not saying something is a lot better than saying it, okay? And that we just need to, you know, be able to acknowledge people can have, they can be home. They don't need to be challenged all the time. People don't need to be arguing. Now, when things are kind of getting more difficult, then I think you do walk the dog. I think you might, you know, walk away from a situation. You generally don't get in trouble for not saying something. It's when you do say something. Now, if you begin to think that there is fear, okay, if there is danger, then that is a time that you might have a safe plan where you do leave and you go with family, you go with friends, you do whatever it might be if that were to occur. That's a situation where when you start looking at life and limb, that is where you might be breaking
the
order. But I think,
I think
that is pivotal. And then if there is violence, if there is hitting and there's really inappropriate, then, and you really are fearful, then I think you do call 911. So there's kind of a range. I think that the vast majority of situations that we're talking about, though, are people just that can have frayed nerves. They're not used to all being together. And like you said, let's say you are a teacher, okay, and one of my son-in-law's brothers has a teacher who has to deal not only with four children at home, but she has to be teaching from home, okay,
right.
That type of thing.
Hard.
And my daughter has three kids in the metro area. They go to St. Mary and Royal Oak, but the teacher, they still are doing schoolwork online and working there. They use Zoom. But
God love
them. Case, but my daughter still is very involved with the kids and with my son-in-law there. So all of a sudden you have, and I'm giving you just anecdotal. We can do this by millions of people across the country. So I just think tolerance and the idea of people that get along and are having issues, they do need to sit down and resolve things. And there are people doing that. And I'm recommending that to some people because, you know, the idea, you know, Chucky was so much fun in Paris, but he's not fun in the house, okay? You know, so.
Well, we're all becoming more acclimated, some better than others, to this situation and hoping
that
we're able to, as much as we love, you know, our spouses, our kids, we want to try to get back to as close to normality as we can, as soon as we can, and do it safely. Domestic tranquility during the shutdown. Our good friend Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, the website for the podcast. This will reside there shortly. Stay safe, my friend.
And the same to you, Dave. These are important days. Bye-bye.